Riot, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy's what we do. Bluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. Seven nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Charter Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Lots of news regarding the Bears just 3 days before they play down in St. Louis against the Rams, and the team is running out of defensive linemen as Ego Ferguson will be gone the next 4 games after violating the league's substance abuse policy. And injury news today, Alshon Jeffrey missing practice today after tweaking his groin in yesterday's practice. Other NFL news, the league collecting some money today as St. Louis cornerback LaMarcus Joyner was nailed $23,000 for his hit on Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, and Tennessee linebacker David Bass was docked $17,000 for his hit on New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees. As for the Bulls, they play Charlotte tomorrow after the Hornets clobbered them by 25 points just 9 days ago, and Fred Hoiberg says there won't be any rah-rah pregame speeches needed before tomorrow's contest.
You hope your guys go out and compete. I mean, that's the big thing, and you know, they know what happened a couple weeks ago. You know, we all, you know, understand, you know, that was, it was not a great effort, and they played great. You know, they were the reason, you know, a lot of the things that we tried to do didn't work, but, you know, we just, that wasn't our best game, and hopefully we play better tomorrow.
Yeah, they can't play much worse than they did that night. At least they hope they can't. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin November sales event. It's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
The Bulls stuff went to Marcus Cousins. I find him so intriguing because he's so damn talented. And if you could put something together to just to shock to this system a little bit, to blow up your beloved core, I would have no problem with it. I kind of do, too.
I want to. I think you need to.
I've had enough of watching this.
You know how tough those deals are? Like a big deal in the NBA is so difficult. There's so much crap.
And Canuck voices, how about McDermott, Noah, and Miritich for Cousins?
Done.
Well, yeah, but who's trading for Noah?
Well, you get the other two, though.
Yeah, and his deal's coming off.
Get some shoes, team.
You get the expiring deal.
To your woeful Kings.
Boars and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
I think we're all buying Adam Gase a plane ticket way too soon. Yes, he was a candidate last year. He interviewed, didn't get a job. Here in Chicago, there is this perception that only a miracle worker could get Jay Cutler to play this way, and it's got to be all Adam Gase. Well, I don't know that that's true in any respect. The Bears are a 3-5 football team. They're currently ranked, I want to say, 23rd or 24th in offense. They're about 25th in points scored. Outside of Chicago, you're not going to get the same miracle worker perspective that Bears fans have. I think he probably eventually will be a head coach, but I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means that he's anybody's top pick at the end of the season.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Bores.
Oh, God!
Dan Bernstein.
The son of a Navy SEAL.
I've got a wake up.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. Our guy Hub disagrees on Adam Gase. Says, not so fast. Don't buy him a plane. I'm not buying him a plane ticket anywhere, but somebody will.
No, I don't want him to go.
I don't want him to go, but he's going. Dude.
Why wouldn't he get a job?
There's no reason he wouldn't.
Unless there's something in his past that Hub knows about, some skeleton in his closet, or something leading some double life.
Yeah, maybe Hub's got some inside knowledge. Well, you don't want to find this out about him, this horrible habit or these awful, terrible past that he's lived, but it all comes to light.
Well, then he's got me.
Right.
Then he whooped my ass. Then he's got me. Otherwise, he ain't got me.
And I get an email from an aquatic expert when we're talking about Jimmy Butler's giant boombox-style aquarium that's got the speakers built in, who says absolutely that the vibrations from loud music can be bad for fish. So if he's smart, and because he sounds like he's spending a lot of money on some exotic fish, if he wants them to be healthy, he won't combine that with the loud music.
I got to tell you something. If I had a lot of money, I wouldn't spend them on exotic fish. If I had a $97 million contract, I don't think at any point in time would there be a boombox tank and fish.
You know what you're better off doing? You're better off making a large donation to a municipal aquarium of some kind, joining their board and being in charge of those fish.
Being a part of that.
There's somebody who has all the money. I think that would be fun. I think it would be fun to be involved in helping to run an aquarium or making a large donation, having your name over a wing or a tank of an aquarium if you're that interested, rather than putting it in your own house.
I couldn't hear the sound on the video, but did they say that it was an actual like functioning boombox? I think it was just the design.
It was just designed.
No, he said that my fish are going to be bumping.
Okay. I didn't. All I know is that I heard it was the design. I didn't know. All right.
I'll check.
Because the video doesn't look like it could be functioning. It looks like it's just, you know, an exterior, you know, kind of cast they put on there to make it look like a boombox.
No, he said, my fish gonna be bumping.
Well, there you have it. You know what? We've lost that argument.
That man's got some bumping fish. Okay, here. The aquarium has a custom bubbler to make it look like it's a boombox equalizer, but the feature Butler seemed to enjoy the most is the wireless speaker system, so music can filter through the tank.
These fish are going to go daft.
Daft punk.
Does he know that?
My fish going to be bumping here. Although an Animal Planet spokeswoman said the speakers do not touch the aquarium's thick acrylic, which acts as an insulation to protect the fish from vibrations. But why worry? Why put giant speakers on the fish tank in the first place?
Again, that's a lot of things you're going to have a lot more fun with.
Maybe he's going to be bumping fish, the group. Maybe that's what he means.
My P-H-I-S-H, my Trey Anastasio is going to be bump. Can you actually bump the band Fish?
No, you just jam to it.
Yeah, you kind of just mellow out and jam to it, and then you play it for Jason's quote-unquote neighbor in his condo.
That's coming from his bedroom. Please.
So here, Butler says he told the Tribune today that while he likes performers such as The Weeknd, he prefers country music.
Oh, The Weeknd, yeah.
So they need a little country music here and there, make them feel right at home. If you're going to be a part of my household, you gotta like country music.
They're off of Alabama?
Roll down tide.
They're fish! How do you know if they like it?
Well, exotic fish?
like country music?
Yeah, I don't. Is that so?
No, I don't think so. I think they just like a.
They'll sit around and watch the CMAs. The
occasional handful of squid or shrimp, and they're all good. I don't really think country music factors in. He has a Jordan's tusk fish as one of them, in honor of Michael Jordan. What other fish? They have sharks in there and stuff. See, I kind of think if I really did, if I had just crazy money, I would probably do something like that somewhere. I would.
I do enjoy it.
Goofball.
But I mean, $97 yeah. million. And I know he doesn't have it all, not right now, but I'm sure he's doing pretty well for himself. I just, you know, that to me is almost always a failed experiment, the giant fish tank.
It is.
I just don't quite see the entire.
I would have to add that to my list because.
Things to do?
Well, no, just what I've said before, and I meant it, that if all of a sudden I won Powerball.
Powerball.
That the only way I would really think that I could truly would immediately say, all right, this is different now. This is a lifestyle-changing thing. The only things I would do would be order a lot more Chinese food delivery, and I would always travel first class. But that's really, I swear to you, that's it. You know, maybe if the wife says, you know, can we redo the bathroom tile? I wouldn't try to fight her on it. I would just say yes. So probably stuff like that. Or if she said, like, look, we need new pillowcases or something. I'd go, how much does that cost? So I wouldn't. I'd be less annoying that way. All right, here's Jimmy Butler on his fish.
I saw the picture. I could show you the picture.
It's not mine.
You're in the picture.
Doesn't mean it's mine. I was just in a picture.
It's in your house.
You don't know what the inside of my house looks like.
Well, it said the article did.
No, we got a
50 fish.
Got a few fishes in there. You know, nothing special. Nothing you can't have in your house.
I had an aquarium one time. It's too much work.
Yeah.
What about the music that plays in that thing?
You know, plays a lot of music. That's what boomboxes do, I guess, nowadays. Mine just got a few fish in there.
Serenading the fish?
No, you know, they need a little country music here and then to make them feel right at home. So, I mean, if you're going to be a part of my household, you got to like country music.
Okay, so no Jay-Z, nothing like that for the fish?
I mean, you never know what type of mood I'm in. You know, the Weeknd's back there playing right now. Maybe Weeknd in a speaker sometimes, Shania Twain. You never know. Maybe you if you come out with a hit single.
How about Marc Anthony? Ever hear him?
No, Marky Mark. He can play good nice vibrations. Smooth, yes. I like that song.
Okay. All right, to basketball now.
All right.
No, that was bizarre.
That's even by our standards, that's odd.
And was he denying having the fish tank? Like you don't know the inside of my house, or that's
yeah. That's what he said. You don't know the inside of my house. I don't know. I think it was something else you were talking about in there too, wasn't it? Something besides that. I mean, well, you know what, Jimmy, we'll do a show from your house.
Well, here's the Jordan's tusk fish is found mainly in the Western Pacific.
Well, the country music?
Yeah, I don't think it enjoys country music.
No.
It's native to American Samoa, Australia, Fiji, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, New Caledonia, the Philippines, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, China, Tonga, Vanuatu. I don't think it's into like Luke Bryan or anything.
I think they are.
You think
now
so?
Now that I think about all those places, yes.
In Keith Naperville, Irvin. Kendall, you're on the score.
Hey there.
Hey.
I think Hub likes to be argumentative for the sake of it, because Adam Gase last year was a top candidate. He could have had the San Francisco job, it sounded like, if he made some concessions. But now he comes to the Bears. They have a makeshift offensive line. They've got no-name receivers when Jeffrey was out. And Cutler looks as good as he's ever looked. How could you not consider Adam Gase a top candidate for any coaching position, which there'll probably be a ton open at the end of the season? I don't know why he would say that. It seems pretty clear to me. It seems clear to you guys as well.
It's a no-brainer. He's going to get a gig somewhere. I mean, I don't know if he wants to go back to college. There's plenty of jobs there. There'll be more once the season's over. There'll be more NFL jobs available. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, look, you got to strike when the iron's hot in this business, in his business. You got to do it when you can't waste. You know what? I'll wait a couple of years and we'll see. No, don't. Please don't.
Note from Rudy who says Butler's money would be better spent helping Derrick Rose buy the sex toys he won't pay for. This team is too damn weird. Yeah, they're pretty weird. And this guy knows me very well. He says, BS, Dan. If you won the lotto, you'd buy a damn Falcon and you know it. Yeah, falconry is cool. You have a little time in your hands. You have just a bunch of trained birds of prey to go fetch you wild game.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be high on my list either. Yeah. I saw the guy that his net wealth went to like $53 or $58 billion that's over the last couple days.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's a nice chunk of money.
You think he plays country music for his fish?
He probably orders a lot of Chinese takeout though.
I bet he doesn't.
Actually,
I bet he doesn't. He just orders.
See, if I had that kind of money, I would probably buy the House of Wasun over there on Lincoln and Montrose.
Yeah, just $1 billion.
Right. I would buy it, and then I would just have them as sort of my personal Chinese kitchen, and they could just make me stuff whenever I wanted. I wouldn't have to call them. I could just
That's
sort
what
of,
I'm talking about.
I could just ring downstairs and say, hey, dude, large beef cow, egg rolls, stat, yeah,
he just
Szechuan eggplant.
Forget what he was worth, but he's because the stock has risen so dramatically in the last couple of weeks or months, whatever it is, that he's up. I think it's $58 billion now, his net worth.
And guarantee you he thinks he doesn't have enough money.
He's the fourth richest man in the world.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't think he has enough money.
Oh, it's probably right, yeah. You're right. You never know what's going to come up.
Yep,
it's going to cost you $58 billion. How much for that doctor bill? $58 billion. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Over. You're done. Can you pay it? Yes. Well, yes, I can.
Or maybe he's like Warren Buffett, where he still kind of drives himself around and lives normally and plans to give it all away. I doubt it, but, you know, Buffett is still a normal dude.
It seems like it, yeah.
A wise man once said to me, no matter how much money you have, it's never enough. I said, oh, great.
I understand the feeling of it, but I'd like to have the $58 billion, and I don't think I feel that way.
Yeah, that was what I said. I said, I'd like to try. I'd like to test that theory.
I don't think that rolls anymore.
Well, George Clooney tells a story that at one point he had his regular meeting with his accountant, and his accountant finally said, you know what? You're good. So what do you mean? Because that's what I mean. You're good. You're fine. You did it. You're pretty much set. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
George Clooney.
Yep.
Hey, you've been reading all that? You've been hearing all that?
The Boris and Bernstein Show coming up on Brian Billick at 4:40. You know what today is? It's his mid-season examination of a statistic that he loves. If you've never heard of toxic differential, he talks about it on this show. If you've heard Billick on this show the past couple of years, you've heard him talk about it. Mm-hmm. But it's very cool stuff, and this is the time of year where he writes his big toxic differential piece and gets into it and explains why it is a significant composite NFL statistic. It's a solid way of measuring teams and maybe trying to see how far teams will go. So he's going to talk about that in about 20 minutes on the score.
Oh, they're on one of those missions, man. George Clooney. You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
George Clooney.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Who says Ndamukong Suh never apologizes for anything? He has issued an actual apology to his mother. Mr. Suh was caught on a referee's microphone screaming a four-letter bomb on the field last weekend, and he says he received an angry phone call from his mom. Quote, I owe my mother an apology for swearing on TV and in public, so I'm sorry, mother. Couple of questions. Was this the first game she has ever seen her son play? Because a little profanity from that guy is nothing. He screamed a four-letter bomb. This guy stomped on another guy in front of 30 million people on Thanksgiving, and I don't remember an apology for that. Nor do I remember him apologizing to Jake Delhomme when he once tried to tear his head off in a preseason game. So he had to put a few bucks in the swear jar. He's making progress if he didn't have to put a whole grand in the stomp jar. I'm Jim Rome.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Experience all Mexico has to offer with Apple Vacations. From brown sugar beaches along the Pacific coastline to the crystal blue waters of the Caribbean Sea, Mexico offers adventure, culture, and dazzling beaches. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacations Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights of unlimited luxury at Dreams Sands Cancun Resort and Spa start from only $749. Or make an Ixtapa, Mexico's Pacific paradise. 7 nights at Cristal Ixtapa start from just $949. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Mexico, live it to believe it. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect and Skokie starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21. To enter and present to win.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
CBS Sports.
Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb, Show Rose
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going at the camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
And this segment is being brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Was it last week that we had somebody on Who You Crap and refer to Mike Singletary as a bug-eyed human crucifix?
Maybe two, but we heard it.
And one thing we know about Mike Singletary is that he's weird.
Yes.
He says strange things.
He does.
He was on Mully and Hanley this morning on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and I found this a little bit odd. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Mike, safe to say, I believe that they will not be making a Football Life on Greg Hardy. Would you have wanted him as a teammate or as a coach? Would you want him on your roster? We know, obviously, Jerry Jones has even gone the extra mile and called him a leader, but now we see, once these pictures have come out, further evidence of what happened down North Carolina. Players around the league are voicing their opinions about Greg Hardy being on the other side of the field when they face him.
Well, I think it's so important. One of the things that I've learned, and it's been a tremendous lesson for me in my life, as a player and as a coach, and it is so amazing when someone does something wrong. And right away you pass judgment. Right away you say what you have to say, and not all the time we're correct. And I think when I think about Greg Hardy, I don't know him. I don't really know what happened. And I think it's so important for all of us involved, and until you know everything involved, be very careful about making a statement. And that's kind of the posture that I'm taking on. I don't know everything involved.
Ah. Oh, for the
what
love
the
of
hell is wrong with you? God. He was convicted of all cases where we've got every bit of testimony. We have an actual conviction. We have photos.
Yeah, I got some photos to help you.
What kind of answer is that? What the hell is wrong with him? We don't really know. I don't really know. Yes, you, if
yeah,
you don't
well,
know.
You don't know enough to convict somebody. You don't know enough to have that feeling about them.
He what was he actually convicted. Enough. What do you mean you don't know enough? And if you don't, why don't you?
Why don't you know?
Seriously.
Oh, boy. Well, he's an odd dude. I don't know if the Football Life will reflect the oddity of the dude.
No, it'll just be his highlights and tackles. And it'll be Dan Hampton occupying six blockers and Singletary running in and throwing somebody on the ground.
Correct. That's how it worked, by the way.
Steve McMichael with two guys on him, and then they're trying to chip on Richard Dent while he's screaming off the edge, and there's Singletary running in, just shooting the gap and finding the guy.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Hampton is having knee surgeries in between plays so he can get back out there and make more tackles and bat down passes and...
Well, and she doesn't know about all that either. I don't know. Wait a minute. We're passing judgment before. I don't know enough about it to pass judgment.
Why don't you? An actual judge passed judgment, literally.
Yeah, but see, that's not his judge.
There are cases.
His judge is a higher place.
There are some cases that have ambiguity. This is not one of them.
Yeah, some are nuanced and some are kind of, lose yourself in them sometimes. You're not sure of everything and they're not sure. But
yeah, like Ronda Rousey, for example. That's starting to get interesting. people that are looking into that and her claims of what she did to her husband and beat the crap out of him. And now wondering, well, how often do you do this? Is this, you know, part of your life? I mean, what is that? That's ridiculous. Well, we don't know. I don't pass judgment. Yes, you pass judgment. The judge passed judgment.
He's not sure about Michael Phelps.
Not sure.
I don't know. Is he depressed? I don't know.
Ask Singletary about Charles Manson.
I don't know. I don't know him.
If you can't have an opinion based on the available facts in this case.
Yeah, can't do it.
That's galling.
I'll bet you, and you know that's something, he's not a dumb guy, but I'll bet you he's never heard of Charles Manson.
Sam in Bolingbrook is on the score.
Hey, what's up, Dan? It's Harry.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I think he said the right thing. If he doesn't know, why would he say something? We do know.
Yeah,
you don't know that, Dan. You don't know what he knows, Dan. If he doesn't really know, why would he?
There's no excuse for him not to know.
Why not, Dan?
What do you mean, why not? How can you not know? This is a guy who's trying to get back in football, still wants a job. There's absolutely no excuse not to know.
How do you know that, Dan?
I'm saying there's no excuse for him not to know.
Dan, you know what, Dan? What got me is that I listened to a lot of stuff that you guys talked about with Patrick Kane and stuff, and you guys really didn't know. Then it come out something different.
And we were very careful.
No, Sam, that's not what was said.
There was never judgment passed without knowing. This is a case, Sam, this is a case where we have photographs. Every fact, it was tried. He was convicted by a judge. So Singletary is a idiot if he doesn't know. He's a complete idiot. That is the very definition of ignorance.
You know what,
he's a fool.
Sometimes people stay out of something when they don't really know.
It's not a matter of staying out. It's a matter of being informed.
You two guys are arguing different.
Sam, he's coming off as a complete, as an ignorant fool, as an absolute ignorant fool. If anybody who does not know and doesn't have enough to have an informed opinion on that case is a fool. And Mike Singletary opened his mouth and proved it.
I think the guy was correct.
Correct regarding what? That we don't know?
If he doesn't know,
he's an ignorant fool.
Did he tell the truth? Did he tell the truth?
No, he didn't tell the truth. He said, we don't know. No, Sam, listen. He said, we don't know. That's factually wrong. We do know.
You really don't know.
Yes, we. Sam.
What do you think we're missing?
What in this case are we missing?
Well, you know, I don't, Dan, I put it like this.
Put it somehow that makes sense.
Put it in a sentence.
I've heard what you guys.
No, Sam, you're avoiding the question. Sam, you're avoiding the question. In the Greg Hardy case, what do you need to know? What is missing in the Greg Hardy case that you need to find out to have an opinion?
Well, Dan, I'm putting it like this.
No, stop saying I'm going to put it like this
it. I've only listened to what you guys said, Dan.
Sam, here's the deal then. Then you're an ignorant fool, too. So what you're going to do, one ignorant fool defending another doesn't look good for anybody. So Sam, what you are going to do right now is you can go actually read all of the reports. You can read the judgments. There are court documents available. There is photographic evidence available, and you read it and then call back. Do that, because you're wasting everybody's time.
The Lord only knows our time is valuable.
Scoreboard update.
And Sam was cutting into my update time, by the way.
Well, yes, he was.
That's the most valuable time we had.
Absolutely.
No, your face is a wrap of shoe.
It's just after 4:30. I'm from the Score Update studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Bears injury report was a long one today with one addition to it, as wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey was kept off the practice field after tweaking his groin yesterday. So once again, his status is up in the air. But we do know Ego Ferguson's status. He's gone the next four games after violating the league's substance abuse policy, the third Bear to do so this season. Turning to basketball, the Bulls have had 9 days to ponder their embarrassing loss to Charlotte when they basically raised the white flag after the opening tip, and Jimmy Butler knows it was a stinker.
We played with a very low energy that game, so I think that was the main cause, and we started out that way, played that way, finished that way, Game got ugly very quickly.
It was actually three steps below ugly, but you get the picture. And did you know your car talks to you? Are you listening? All those beeps, vibrations, and lit-up icons are your car's way of communicating to help you be a safer driver. Learn more at mycardoeswhat.org. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
I love a forceful shoe. Don't cut into shoes update time. Don't you dare.
Kill you and your family.
Bad things
Look,
happen to
if
you.
If you want to, I think the point here is, if you want to be knowingly ignorant, for the love of God, don't admit it.
Right.
I mean, don't admit that you don't know. I mean, because that.
And the thing is, Singletary knows. He's obviously, he's in the game. He's aware of everything that's going on.
You better be. You want a job in the game. Yeah. You better keep up on what the hell's going on. I don't know how you're a football fan.
Yeah,
and
but
you don't
it's
know
not
what's
like
going
he's
on.
Going to Deadspin and looking at the pictures.
The pictures are available in other places. I mean,
you think anyone on the Bears staff is going looking at pictures?
Yes,
you really do.
I don't think
any of these people are.
Oh, I do.
I don't think they care to see. I think ignorance is bliss with these people.
Well, I when you say these people, I think that
people who work in football. That's what I mean.
People who work in football.
People who work in football.
People who work in football. Tell
I'm not talking
you
about media
don't.
Members. Of course, we're going to look at it. We want the information. We're hungry for that. A lot of
but
people
you think
in football
people
they don't
football,
care.
Just, I'm aware of this Greg Hardy
up or down
thing.
On Sunday.
Well, maybe with
and
their
the standard
own
answer of oh I don't you know I'm not sure what happened. That's a standard response to I don't want
it
to
is.
Answer the question.
You're right. It is. It's a standard. Right. You're absolutely 100% right.
And you're
that's
right.
A standard
he sounds dumb, but that's his. That's the standard response.
You can say it in cases when this much information is not available that hasn't already gone through the court system. Usually that response is something happened. Somebody got arrested last night. And then somebody says, well, you know, we don't know. This was already judged. It was already before a court. It's already entered. It's all official evidence. It's all testimony under oath. The photographs, the documents have been available for a long time. You can see there's a time and a place to say that when you're trying to punt a question, which is what he was trying to do, but this is the wrong case to do it.
Yeah, I think, Baldy, I don't disagree with you in the fact that a lot of football guys do prefer to remain ignorant, but in this case, I think this has been out there for so long that they know. Even the dumbest guy around or the one who doesn't care a rat's ass, doesn't give a damn about what's going on in the world, and he chooses to ignore it, and I know a lot of them do. They're so wrapped up in their world and their life and their football that they don't care. But I think this one's been too out front, too much information, too much has happened for even to say, well, they're not curious about. Yes, they are. And if they watch any sports shows, they certainly know what goes on. If they watch anything, if they do anything, if they pick up a paper, anything, or just word of mouth. Somebody comes in and starts a conversation about, hey, did you see this? I mean, no, I don't believe there's a lot of cases.
Yeah, you couldn't
I would agree they were ignorant about.
You couldn't watch a game without somebody bringing it up. I mean, this was a story that found you whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah, it wouldn't go away.
Not
it
this
found
one.
You. It stuck to you.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Brian Billick, next on The Score.
The Cubs made it to the NLCS this October.
The Cubs are in the National League Championship Series.
Now as the Cubs look to take it to the next level in 2016, get ready to hear all the action right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Price per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector. Just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do. Load it, fluff it, rinse it, spin it. We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it. Energy efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, veterans. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I want to talk to you about your mortgage options as a veteran. Here's what you can do. You can take up to 100% cash out of your home because you're a veteran. You'll never pay monthly mortgage insurance because you're a veteran. And you can buy a house with no money down. You get it, because you're a veteran. Call me today at 888-59-LOANS and learn your options. There are little to no closing costs to refinance with HLP Mortgage. If you believe you're paying too much with your current mortgage, if you're paying monthly PMI, if you're struggling with bills and other payments that you would like to eliminate before the holidays, then call today. The number again is 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. And remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 117-1064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Come.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Fear is a hell of a motivator. I used to have, when I was in college, a car dealership guy that could give me my recruiting car. And it was a Ford dealership, and on his desk was a sign that said Ford Sales Incentive Plan. Sell cars or you're fired. Top box to come in and say, pal, you're going to like me, I'm going to like you, but at the end of the day, this is what you're going to do or you're not going to be here.
Brian Billy.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 441, the coach is here.
He is at Coach Billick on Twitter. He's at NFL.com and the NFL Network. And on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So, Brian, before we get started, you're perfect guy to ask here because of your times associated with so many really good offenses. We were marveling about Zach Miller's catch of that Jay Cutler fastball in the last Bears game Monday night. And when you start thinking about the best meaningful catches that you've seen, that you've been on the field, either against you or for your team, one of those that ends up being a game-winning touchdown, something that really matters, and you say, holy crap, is that an unbelievable catch? What's your short list?
Oh, boy. Well, for, you know, I'm biased, but about any catch I ever saw Chris Carter make, I mean, his ability to keep his feet in bounds, keep control of the ball. This was prior to complete the process.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Carter would have written the rules on completing the process. He was just absolutely brilliant in terms of his ability to snatch the ball from behind, the one-handed grabs, to tiptoe in the sideline. He's the best that I've ever seen.
Do you think, and this is just a broad question, if anybody's involved with football in any way, shape, or form, because you were, I know when you're head coaching, you're in a bubble somewhat, or at least people act like they are, Brian. Would there anybody be involved with football in any way, shape, or form who would not know anything about Greg Hardy and the entire case? Is that possible?
No. Because if he did, the head coach would be remiss, because I promise you every head coach in the league, if not specific to it in some way or fashion, is using that as a teaching moment for his team. If he isn't, he should be, in terms of saying, look, this is the environment we live in right now. You are going to be held accountable. Maybe it's at a level above where you think you ought to be, but that's life in the National Football League right now. And so, you know, if there's anything that can good, come out of this that is good in what is obviously a deplorable situation, both for the league, for the player. You know, I do Sunday morning game day first with Mike Robinson and Sean O'Hara, and it's amazing when we get on this topic to watch how those two guys burr up as players, how they're offended by being lumped in with characters like this, and how they draw that line of saying this is unacceptable.
Tonight it's Bills and Jets, and here's Rex Ryan trolling everybody by naming IK and Impali the captain. That's the guy, of course, who broke Geno Smith's jaw. Your feeling on coaches sort of getting involved in this level of behavior?
It's entertaining. A little bush league for my taste, you know. Let me get this straight. We're putting a guy out there as a team captain because he sucker punched the backup quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not quite seeing the connection, really. Yeah, it's particularly for a game. This is a huge, huge game. This is by far the biggest single impact game of the season, in my opinion, and certainly for a Thursday night, because the repercussions, what it's going to be for two high-profile teams in the AFC East, it's going to be hard going forward, not impossible, but hard going forward, particularly for Buffalo, based on where they need to get. I mean, they're obviously in the AFC wild card division now, and none of them are going to catch New England. But when you look at their schedule going forward, Buffalo's got to play New England next week, and then Kansas City, both on the road. And then they play Philadelphia on the road after they play Houston. So they lose here and are sitting there at 4-5, and you're looking at, okay, how are they going to get to that 9 wins? Let's say 9-7 gets you into the playoffs. In the NFC, it won't. 10-6, we've had 4 out of the last 5 years, a 10-6 team sit home. In the AFC, maybe a 9-7 gets you there, if it's the right 9-7. But this is also head-to-head, and it could come down. This is just a huge game.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that, you know, for him particularly, who does so much talking before, and I think people eat it up, Brian, and I know a lot of coaches don't say anything, would choose not to say anything before the season. He says anything before the season starts and talks about his team and trumpets them and does all this stuff. So, because I do it this before, where you're in this position now, where I'm with you. You lose this game, Rex, and I don't really see any playoffs in your future.
And here's the rough part for it, and make no mistake. Whether it's management or in its own team. And we've heard his team chipping a little bit the last couple weeks, going, you know, the scheme and this, that, and the other. If they go to New York and play that New York defense, that under Todd Bowles is a little bit more direct, his scheme is pretty basic,
And they've been playing pretty well, obviously. They're banged up, so that's going to be a concern. But if they go in there and play well defensively, and Rex's group maybe does not, you don't think those players are going, wait a minute, we were third in league in total defense last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're running this scheme and we're 16th, and where you just came from is now with a group that's much more basic, and they just kicked our butt. Plus, don't think for a second ownership's not looking, let's say Ryan Fitzpatrick has a good game. Wait a minute, didn't we have that guy? You know, he's in New York, and now mm-hmm. our defense isn't as good as it was last year, and the guy that played for us a few years ago that we said couldn't play is now beating us in New York. There'll be some hell to pay a little bit on this one.
Well, Fitzpatrick's had a lot of lives, too. You know, we're always looking for the guys who are in the newer generation of aging journeyman backup quarterback that seems to be an endangered species. Now, I guess he'd be at the top of the list at this point. He just, you know, for whatever reason, he continues to play professional football reasonably well.
Yeah, and he's got to be the guy that Rex has got to be looking across the field and going, where was this guy when I needed him? You know, play great defense, run the ball. He's got big targets now. That's a matchup that's going to be tough for Buffalo with both Decker and Brandon Marshall. That could give them a little problems, and Fitzpatrick's been great. The key to me is going to be the turnovers, and that's where these two teams, you know, they really are just kind of carbon copies of mm-hmm. one another when you look at how they're built and what they want to do. Now, New York has kind of fallen off the page a little bit in terms of running the ball. They're under 100 yards the last four games. So something's going on with that running game that would be a concern. Buffalo, of course, is running the ball very well, and their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, he doesn't throw the ball a lot. But every 1 in 6 passes goes for 20 yards or more. I think that's going to be a big thing tonight. Can he be explosive in that same way tonight? And can the Jets force a turnover now uh-huh. against Buffalo, a team that really hasn't turned the ball over a lot?
And that fits right in with what you have been writing about in midseason and looking at a composite stat referred to as toxic differential that takes into account multiple things that you're saying here, the turnovers that you cause and the big chunks of yards that you can gain.
Yeah, I mean, coaches will always tell you that the biggest determinant for success is turnovers. Number two, some would even say number one, is big plays. And it's not just, it's an interactive differential. You got to get big plays and you can't give them up. You got to get turnovers and not turn the ball over. The number one team in the league right now in toxic differential is Arizona. And that's why they're winning so much. They're a +3 in turnover differential, and they're a +17 +14 in explosive differential. And the reason I pick those is because they usually involve large chunks of real estate. And so when you look at that and watch how a team progresses forward, particularly where they are right now, you look at the Bears, and they're actually a team. They're -1 in the turnover differential, so what jumps out at you, they're really not generating the turnovers that we're used to seeing Bears defenses do.
Right, because it's not a Lovie Smith defense, right?
They're a +3 in the big play. Now, they're not really league-leading in either, but at least they're not hurting themselves and getting, you know, giving up a lot more big plays than they're getting. So they're kind of like middle of the pack. So to me, I'm looking at a team like Chicago. The key is you got to get some more turnovers, and you got to find, and even though you're not giving up a lot of big plays, you got to find a way to be just a little bit more explosive.
Are you impressed with the body of work of Adam Gase?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, good, smart young coach. Obviously, much is going to be said about his relationship with Jay Cutler and how much they're going to get along. He's been with some really good quarterbacks. This is a real opportunity to get away from the, okay, well, yeah, how much it was Peyton Manning, how much was Adam mm-hmm. Gase. And what we've seen so far, I think, is a very positive. I think he'll be a head coaching candidate probably by the end of the year.
Oh, I think he already is.
Yeah.
You know, with the we talked about it too. You said you had a lot of closed doors with the numbers of open jobs around the league right now. I bet that his name is already being mentioned with in connection to some of these openings, and as they start to plan their interview schedules.
Yeah, and we'll go through the usual suspects, so to speak, and we'll, you know, it's already seems heating up. We have a lot of guys on the bubble, so to speak. So what they're looking for, certainly he's building that kind of resume.
When you put something together like toxic differential, and the fact is when I read what you wrote about it, saying how difficult it is to apply some of these metrics to football, as everybody tries to do, even the really smart people at Pro Football Focus and elsewhere. You know, I am a big baseball fan and a big believer in the power of baseball metrics to measure performance, because it's an individual sport with punctuated moments when here is your turn to do something and you can be measured. Football's just not like that and never will be, because of how interconnected everything is, how reliant on immeasurable moments success or failure can be. But now that you're a professional analyst and you're trying to take everything else into account, where are you in general with the analytics movement at the NFL level?
You know, it is my biggest question, and I left before that really began to take off. Virtually every team has that analytics guy.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? That 92.11111% of the time, if you go for it on fourth down, it turns into, you know, okay, I like those numbers, and I like I've always joked, and when I go for it on fourth and one on my own 15 and don't get it, I want you standing on the sideline next to me. I want to make sure everybody knows who you are, okay? Because I want your ass in that rowboat with me, okay? That really is the question.
Yep.
Certainly, now, you're right, and it's not everybody wants to turn football into money ball like you see in baseball, and you can't because you're right. The analytics, the matrix just aren't the same. Too many moving parts, too hard to quantify compared to the pitching and the runs and all that kind of stuff that you have in baseball. But it does. I wouldn't be dismissive of it either. You're always looking for that thing that says, okay, where are we wanting? And so where's like the differential I'm talking about?
Yep.
If I'm a team that I know that I'm really struggling and maybe I'm an aggressive team, but I'm giving up too many big plays based on how many plays I know I'm getting big plays offensively, I may have to go to my coordinator saying, look, I don't think we can generate more big plays. So maybe we got to be a little more passive. Maybe we got to sit in a little bit more cover four or cover two so they're not getting these big chunks. Because right now, this formula is not working for us. That's certainly something you need to consider.
Did you see the HBO Real Sports piece about the college coach that never punts?
No, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah.
It really is amazing. And that's sort of where the rubber meets the road, where that guy did it at high school and he won a ton of games and he hasn't recruited a punter, doesn't have one. And they do talk, I think it's Toby Moskowitz, who is the mathematician, statistician they speak to for the University of Chicago. And it really is incredible because that is a practical application of that same sort of theoretical thinking. And you're watching in front of you thinking, wow, he's actually doing it because he doesn't have to care about being in that rowboat.
Well, absolutely. And it's like that guy up in Minnesota. I forget the college. I'm embarrassed. Winningest coach in the history of college football that at a small NAIA school or division. No playbook. Never practices in pads. No blocking dummies. All they do is kind of go out and run around and do some things, and then he's the winningest coach in college history. It's amazing.
All right.
Yeah, it just tells you, as coaches, we're all screwed up.
No, well,
we're doing way too much.
All right, people want to read the stuff on Talking Differential, et cetera, NFL.com, and can always watch the NFL Network as well. Brian Billick, thank you as always.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
That's Brian Billick. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Here it is, the challenge of the night. Here it is.
Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so...
Hey, buddy!
Now is your chance to expose that person. 312-644-6767.
Hey, buddy.
It is time for...
Who you crapping?
On the Boars and Bernstein Show, on The Score.
Mondays, then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on The Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and...
Two things I don't play about, my eats and my beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's the 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to flavorbattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at flavorbattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at flavorbattle.com.
Sometimes I know because they send me an email, but I don't tell them because they like opening up and seeing what we are going to be cooking. It's less than $10 a meal, and Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need. in exactly the right proportions. And then you make simple, seasonal, home-cooked meals. You don't have to go to the store. There's no waste. You don't worry about the unused ingredients, and shipping is always free. So if you want to do this, and you should, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You never know what's in the box. Homemade kimchi. I've had kimchi. I've never made it before, but you get to make it. Ricotta and kale calzones. You ever made zebra eggplant? You ever heard of a maitake mushroom? You ever cook with ponzu sauce? Well, you're going to. All these things that you say, oh, all right, I've heard of this. I've seen this on a menu. Next thing you know, you're making it, you're using it, you're cooking it, and the menus are flexible. If there's stuff that you don't necessarily want, say, look, we're not going to eat meat, so don't send us meat. Maybe you're a pescatarian and you only want fish. They can do that too. It's really a lot of fun, and it's nutritious, and it's a great value, and boy, you can't beat the convenience. So check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. Give it a try. You create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Two meals free, blueapron.com/Dan. And remember, shipping always free. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Experience all Mexico has to offer.